The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Everyone you meet, the children in the street, are swaying to the rhythm. There's something moving in them. There's no place to hide, so why even try? Can you hear it coming your way? It's here to stay.
Good evening. It's Sunday night. It's 9:03. I am Peace One, bringing you Can't Stop the Music, as I do every Sunday night. You are listening to WRAR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the city of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. A big shout out to DJ Carlito for another exquisite episode of If Music Could Talk. I hope you enjoyed that. There's quite a moon out there tonight. Be sure to stick your head out that window and holler a little bit and enjoy its blue light shadowing all across. It's nice to see the sky beyond those clouds. We've had some beautiful weather the last few days. I know I had a full dose of Thanksgiving, as I'm sure everyone did. Turkey, relatives, children, art projects, hiking. You know, the regular thing. Well, this week we're going to be reaching in the grab bag a lot, but I wanted to start out with covers, as I usually do. And I was thinking about what was released this week, because Dustin, fabulous DJ Dustin of A Party of One, was paying tribute this week to the re-release of Nirvana's first record on an anniversary of Bleach. Well, the other release recently with an anniversary was 40 years and 40 cuts of the Carpenters, commemorating the 40th anniversary of the Carpenters signing up with A&M Records. And so I thought that would be a good place to start with some Carpenters covers, because they are so irresistible. And I'm going to start with the Sonic Youth cover of Superstar. And when Richard Carpenter was interviewed this week on Terry Gross's show, she asked him about that, then went on to explain Sonic Youth a little bit for her listeners, which I don't think I need to do. But Richard Carpenter's response was, "I don't like it. I mean, I can't really say I don't like it. I don't understand it." But so, you make your own sense out of it. Here is Sonic Youth covering the Carpenters' Superstar. Let me give that another try, shall we, huh? I want you to hear every beautiful note. Thank you.
We've only just begun to live. White lace and promises, a kiss for luck, and we're on our way. Before the rising sun, we'll fly. There's so many roads to choose. We'll start out walking and learn to run. And yet it's just begun. Horizons that are new to us, watching the signs along the way, talking it over, just the two of us, working together day to day, together, and when the evening comes, we'll smile. There's so much of life ahead. We'll find a place where there's room to grow. And yet we've just begun. Horizons that are new to us, watching the signs along the way, just the two of us, working together day to day, together. Together. And when the evening comes, we'll smile. There's so much of life ahead. We'll find a place where there's room to grow. And yet we've just begun. We've only just begun. We've only just begun. Thank you.
You're dancing and weeping and just having a big nostalgia, joyful moment there. Shonen Knife with Top of the World from Carpenter's covers record called If I Were a Carpenter. Before that, a YouTube selection, which is listed as, highly recommended in its post. It's by a woman who lists herself as ChowYen888, Yesterday Once More. And I have to tell you that in my research, that Yesterday Once More is a very popular karaoke number, especially with Asians, and there's probably about 7,000 versions of it up on the YouTube, and I've got a couple of them there. I've got non-Asian versions up on my post on the station, and I encourage you, there's one version of it, which even I, Peace One, will not play on Can't Stop the Music, by this guy named Niels. And he seems to have this thing going, and I think I'm going to have to feature him in Outside of Royalty at some point. He's got this thing where he invites girls over, and they do karaoke together, and then he posts it up on the YouTube. And there's a lot of different girls, and they seem to really give him their best. So you'll see that on there, and be sure to sit down before you play it. Prior to that, Curtis Mayfield with We've Only Just Begun, a live recording. And DJ Carlito says that's one of his favorites, and he has that recording. So you may be hearing it more often than you think here at WRIR. We started out with Sonic Youth and Superstar. So the reason for this Carpenter, hammering the Carpenters with covers, is the 40th anniversary of the Carpenters signing with A&M. Richard Carpenter has commemorated that by releasing a 40-song set. I do hope it's in my Christmas stocking this year, and with every excruciating number and more. So we're going to, first I'm going to give you a little underwriting, and then we're going to do just one more set of Carpenters covers, because there are so many. Those songs are, they're really, you know, Richard Carpenter describes this material as really being the essence of pop song. He really loved, you know, Mel Torme and that kind of classic singing, and sees these songs in that. context, and so these covers are really only fulfilling his life's work. WRAR thanks founding underwriter Exile, an independent, locally owned business serving Richmond's creative community for 23 years. Exile turns the trash culture of yesterday into the class culture of tomorrow by featuring unique gifts, clothes, jewelry, accessories, and housewares, both old and new, Manic Panic and Special Effects Hair Color. Exile is located at 935 West Gray Street. More information is available at 804-358-3348. So this is Can't Stop the Music. I am P. Swan. You are listening to WRAR. Check the post as I go. I'm listing the playlist. I got some treats there for you. And I'm going to continue with the Langley School's music project and calling occupants of interplanetary craft. You know, the Carpenters covered that from a group called Klaatu, which was from Canada, prog rock band. Hit the charts in the U.S. when everyone thought they were the Beatles reorganized, but they were not. And they had a lot of message. And again, somebody who definitely should make Can't Stop the Music. But this is the Langley School's music project, covering the Carpenters, covering Klaatu.
In your mind, you have capacities, you know, to telepath messages. You think upon the recitation we're about to make. Thank you.
talking to myself and feeling old. Sometimes I would like to quit. Nothing ever comes of it. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. What I got, they used to call the blues. Nothing is really wrong. Feeling like I don't belong. Walking around, some kind of lonely clown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. Funny, but it seems I always wind up here with you. Nice to know somebody loves me. Funny, but it seems that it's the only thing to do. Run and find someone who loves me. What I feel has come and gone before. To talk it out, we know what it's all about. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. Wind up here with you. Nice to know somebody loves me. Funny, but it seems that it's the only thing to do. Run and find the one who loves me. No need to talk it out. We know what it's all about. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down.
Yeah.
was actually from a Burt Bacharach compilation there called What the World Needs Now, but a song often associated with the Carpenters, Hannah Krana with They Long to Be, parentheses, close to you. The Carpenters themselves covering Mr. Postman, Cracker with Rainy Days and Mondays, and the Langley School's Music Project calling occupants of interplanetary craft. It's 9:40. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music here at WRAR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, and on the web at WRAR.org. Well, that concludes the Carpenter segment of this week's episode of Can't Stop the Music. I have to say, I do worry that most of my notions about love and romance were formulated by listening to the Carpenters at an early age, and I do hold them responsible for most of my preconceived notions, but they're not responsible at this point. It's too many years. We've got my playlist going up on the web, and also you'll see if you look at some past shows, there's links to where you can listen to podcasts. I had a pretty spectacular show last week commemorating not just Thanksgiving, but Thanksgiving being the commemoration of landing here in the land of bounty, a commemoration made by many different kinds of immigrants, landing since 1492. And, we're all doing it. We all have something to be thankful for, and we're all glad to be here. And I'm always glad to be at WRAR. While we're feeling sweetness and light, I thought nothing really says sweetness and light like Marvin Gaye, Sexual Healing, so that's what we've got next.
That's good for me, and it's good for me. Let's take a look at the new land, the swimming pool and the teeth of your friend, the dirt in my hand. You know, you must take a look at me.
time to wallow in the mire. Girl, now we could only lose, and our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on
true classic there, Nina Simone with I Want a Little Sugar in My Bowl from the Tomato Collection. Patricia Barber from Modern Cool, Light My Fire. Usma Tantas, Baby, recently re-released on Luka Pop's 21st Century, 21st Year. And we started out with Marvin Gaye, Sexual Healing. It's 9:56. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music here at WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the city of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet.
Outdoor cats risk injury, disease, or getting hit by cars, and millions of small birds and other animals are killed each year by outdoor cats. Your outdoor cat can find plenty of entertainment indoors. For more information and a teacher's guide, see American Bird Conservancy's website at www.abcbirds.org. Make the world a safer place for cats and birds. Keep your cat indoors.
And that is a good message now that we are loading up those feeders. You know, more songbirds are killed each year by house cats than by any other source. So they're yard chemicals, skyscrapers, nothing holds a candle to those house cats and their predatory instincts. Well, let's see. We're going to continue along here. Going to be a little mellow. And as I said, we're kind of grab bagging it tonight. I do have a set coming up after 10 o'clock in about, I don't know, probably about 15 minutes. I've got a set for all of you who had just about enough family over Thanksgiving. We have a whole set of information and songs about contraception, but that's not quite yet. We're going to start off, you know, while I was thinking about songs of my youth, I thought, let's just pull out this ditty from It's a Beautiful Day. So just, I know it's a brain worm, but try to cope.
Thank you. summer dream, that summer dream is sliding around my mind. And then, where they begin, circling like a river over brightly colored stones, breaking up my soul and taking part of me home, leaving the other half to tumble all alone. Love, love, where did you go?
It's a dead rabbit, all flat, baked completely flat, so curly. Oh, there's another one. Nagata. Ah, it's a, one of those polystyrene boxes. That's all. Takeaway. Oh, there's a chip in there. Well, if you didn't really want to finish the chip, that's unusual. I've been walking for hours, needed a rest. Take a good look around, nowhere to rest. There's a shop selling gentleman's suits. Agent or two, and a takeaway sign over a dusty door. Shiny photos of food, slightly microwave. It's a Methodist hall. No smoking, no dogs. Looks pretty grim in the Methodist hall, despite a poster which says that he's there for us all. And it's a beautiful day. But not here.
Try the one-sided solution can do. sha-la-la, 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 sha-la-la.
Piece by Philip Glass called Music Box. Before that, Strawberry Alarm Clock with Incense and Peppermints. Robert Wyatt from Comic Opera with a beautiful piece. And It's a Beautiful Day started us off with a hot summer day. It's 10:10 here at Can't Stop the Music. You can check my post at WRR.org where I have some amusing videos. And also the playlist, which is going up. So I put together a set here for all of you having spent the weekend with family and turkeys and stuffing and all those things that happen given those constituent parts blended together. Maybe rethinking your feelings about family. And as an educational service here at Can't Stop the Music, we're going to have a whole set of information about contraception, starting with Woody Allen.
I must pause for one fast second and say a fast word about oral contraception. I was involved in an extremely good example of oral contraception 2 weeks ago. I asked a girl to go to bed with me, and she said no.
When you walk in the Garden of Eden, with a beautiful woman, and you know how you care, and a voice in the Garden of Eden, tells you she is forbidden.
You have 350 million chances of getting pregnant after unprotected sex. It only takes one sperm. No matter where or when, think contraception.
This weekend. I'm going riding in the country with my family.
You've got a pony?
No, I haven't got a pony. I've got a horse, actually.
How big is it?
You don't say how big is it when you're talking about horses. You say how many hands is it, please?
How many hands is it, please?
It's 16 hands, thank you for asking.
Do you want to know what I'm doing this weekend?
No. Well, what are you doing this weekend? Going to the what?
To a doctor!
Don't shout, that's the first sign of madness, you know. What are you going to the doctor for? Have you got a fungus or a thrush or what?
Mm. Well, that's a shame, because if you did have, I could cure it.
All you get is some raw lemon rind and deep heat and rub it on, that's all you do. To the doctor for then?
Well, I'm not supposed to say. Well, I'm going to get a contraception. You know the pill?
Yes.
What is it then?
Do you know about contraception or not?
Not.
Right, the first most important thing about contraception is to choose the right contraceptive utensil. Like, for instance, I personally would not choose the pill.
Why?
Well, because all it does is block your Philippine tubes and makes your bosoms five times as big, which in your case is unnecessary and careless, frankly.
Well, I might not go on the pill, then I might go on something else.
Like what? They're all as bad. If you tell the doctor you don't want to go on the pill, you know what he'll do?
What?
He'll insert a UFL inside you. Do you know what one of those is or not?
Not.
Right, other name, coil. Do you know what a slinky looks like?
Yes.
Well, it's like a huge slinky and it's got barbed wire on it and they squish it all out and stuff it up inside your bladder and it hooks on and it stops babies. The only drawback is you can get out of control going up and downstairs.
It just stays in there, doesn't it go rusty?
No, because it's got a rope on it, hasn't it, to pull it out? Well, you're not allowed to pull it out. A certified medical practitioner has to pull it out. Not a social worker and not a Meals on Wheels lady.
Is that it then? Is there nothing else I can use?
Yeah, there's lots of methods, like A, the sponge.
A little makeup sponge?
No.
What, like a kitchen sponge, the scourer?
Well, I think you might regret the scourer.
What, like a car sponge?
Yeah, more like a car sponge. Big car sponge, and they squish it up, dip it in spermatological azure single queen, put it up your front bottom, and it opens to its fullest extent and prevents flagellation. Or B, the diagram. That goes over the neck of your cervix. You know where that is, don't you? Here. Right. And where's your womb where the eggs are made? Here.
Yeah.
So what good's that going to be?
None.
See? Jelly. Jelly.
What, any jelly?
Well, avoid citrus fruit. And you just put it in the refrigerator and when it's set, you just apply it liberally to your waterworks and there you are. Or D, the common condom, of course.
Condom?
Yes, condom.
Condom?
Condom! C-O-N-D-O-M, condom! Well, you can have safe sex if you can't even spell it properly. This is a lubricated sheath of rubber, which is fully absorbent so as to allow the human organism to be exploded within it and not within you. It's very good because A, it is convenient, B, it is safe sex, and C and D.
There's your bus.
Yeah. Jennifer, remember, right?
What?
Don't die of ignorance, okay?
When I was a young girl like normal girls do, I looked to a woman's love to help get me through. I never needed any more than a feminine touch. I hated the thought of kissing a man, it really was too much. I did not drink, I did not smoke. $10 on birth control and beer. My life was so much simpler when I was sober and queer. But the love of a strong hair man has turned my head, I fear. It made me spend my last $10 on birth control and beer. It was June of 1983 when Mary Lou and I did part. She said she loved another dyke. My God, it broke my heart. I was bitter and disillusioned to lose another girlfriend. But Lester came to work at Papa's store and decided to ease on in. I guess that I was dumb. I spent my last $10 on birth control and beer. My life was so much simpler when I was sober and queer. But the love of a strong, hairy man has turned my head, I fear. It made me spend my last $10 on birth control and beer. For of course, for a woman to love a man, she must also love to booze. If a woman don't drink beside her man, then she will surely lose him. As I sit in this hetero honky-tonk and reflect upon my past, I think about those old girlfriends and why they did not last. For the certain thrills that lesbian love simply cannot supply, like paying for abortions from sperm gone awry. And so I say to you, my friends, without this man I'd die. So listen to my tale of woe and hang your head and cry. I spent my last $10 on birth control and beer. My life was so much simpler when I was sober and queer. But the love of a strong, hairy man has turned my head, I fear, and made me spend my last $10 on birth control and beer. I spent my last $10 on birth control and beer. My life was so much simpler when I was sober and queer. But the love of a strong, hairy man has turned my head up here and made me spend my last $10 on birth
control. Home.
This is your sofa speaking. I've been waiting for you all day.
Wait, hold on. I am being sweet talked by the couch?
That's right. Just sit down here on your comfy couch and don't move a muscle.
Mm.
Let's just sit and watch TV.
Oh, I really shouldn't.
Come in, let me give you some sugar. You still love chocolate, don't you?
Back off, couch man.
Dorothy?
I'm tired of what you're doing to my friend. Ayana, don't let him sweet-talk you.
But, baby...
That's enough from you. Let's go window shopping, girl. Like maybe for a new couch.
Sister. When temptation is calling, call on your sisters to provide you with the motivation and love you need. Eat right, get active, and reduce your risk of cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. Go for success with the power of sisterhood. For more information, go to everydaychoices.org. Brought to you by the American Cancer Society, the American Diabetes Association, the American Heart Association, the Ad Council, and the station.
Various methods of birth control or contraception exist, but none of them can guarantee 100% safety against conception. There are mechanical and chemical contraceptive methods, and the most effective mechanical device is the condom. Among the chemical methods are tablets, caps, jellies, creams, and sprays. But to be as effective as manufacturers claim, they must be used strictly according to their instructions, and preferably in conjunction with a condom. Among the methods used in the past, only one remains popular, the safe period method, which is based on the theory that the female ovum cannot be fertilized except during 10 days of the menstrual cycle. This method is also known as the rhythm method. This method, however, can only be relied on if the woman has regular menstrual periods. It also has the disadvantage of reducing the incidence of sexual intercourse to certain days. On all other days, abstinence or the use of some other birth control method will be necessary. The rhythm method is the only birth control method allowed by the Catholic Church. The pill, unlike many other means of birth control, is not inserted into the vagina, but is taken orally. Its administration, however, must take place under the direction of a doctor. The effectiveness is equally assured among all preparations which are on the market as long as the instructions are carefully observed. In view of the different side effects various pills may produce, it is advisable to consult a doctor for periodic checkups. Intrauterine devices, coils, loops, rings, bows, are inserted inside the uterus by a physician. After the pill, These devices give the highest success rate. Spermicides are dependable as they kill the sperm. However, used alone, they are not very effective. Diaphragms and cervical caps must be fitted by a doctor, and when used with a spermicide, are quite dependable. The effectiveness of a contraceptive is certainly one of its most important features. When a couple decides to use one method in preference to another, they want to have complete assurance that it will be effective. However, a method which proves effective for one couple may be ineffective to another couple.
If the sashing of gentlemen is your grievance now and then, what's needed are some memories of flaming days. Those flaming lakes will surely calm it down. Nothing frightens me more than religion at my door. I never answer panic knocking, falling down the stairs upon the lawn. What law? There's a law for everything, for elephants that seem to feed, for cows that agriculture won't allow. Hanky panky, no how. Hanky panky, no how. There's a name for everything, and for elephants that seem to feed the cows that agriculture won't allow. Hanky-panky know-how. Hanky-panky know-how. Hanky-panky know-how.
John Cale wrapping up a educational segment here on Can't Stop the Music. Family planning for those who have had just about enough turkey, sofas, board games, stuffing, and relations. Before that, from the Sexual Pleasures instructional recording of Overview of Contraception, Two Nice Girls with I Spent My Last $10 on Birth Control and Beer, French and Saunders explaining their version of contraception information and also how to measure a horse. And we started out with Woody Allen from his stand-up comic compilation with his example of effective oral contraception. It's 10:28. You are listening to What Else Could It Be? Can't Stop the Music. And I wanted to tell you that there's some excellent news on our broadcast schedule. Next week, starting an Ever After at 11 o'clock following Can't Stop the Music, Bill Ferrer is going to be back with Stunted Development. Every week, you'll be able to have 4 hours of just madness and everything you want from radio. So I'm really looking forward to having Bill back in the studio and bringing Stunted Development after Can't Stop the Music. So you will have no reason to go to bed and all the reason to be late for work on Monday. Well, we're going to keep reaching into the grab bag here. I've been having a good time and have a little Richard Thompson. I feel so good.
I feel so And a half a naked woman with a tongue down my throat.
Developing late. DC Comics and Chocolate Milkshake. I relationships are not real.
Your heart people steal, but identities conceal.
So here's a tale of warning for girls and boys.
Laptop computers can be dangerous toys.
In the chat room, I inspect who's here tonight. ASL check.
I'm a 20/F from the UK. Send me an IM and I'll make your day.
I'm 22 and my name is Daryl.
Nice to meet you, Daryl. My name is Carol.
What do you like, Carol?
I like to go to shows. I collect comic books and vintage clothes. What do you like?
I like to skate. I play rock guitar, but I'm not that great. I like to go on dates and stay up late. I live in San Francisco and hang out on the Hay.
Do you like the Golden Gate?
I did when I was 8.
Maybe I can come and visit.
Maybe you should wait. See, I'm really 47. I have kids and a wife. I weigh 300 pounds and I hate my life.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Well, I've got a secret too. I'm not 20, I'm really 32. I only have one leg and I like to sniff glue.
You lied to me, Carol!
Well, you lied to me too.
Space for hours a day, talking to girls from Moscow to LA.
But people can surprise you from behind a screen. Listen to this verse and you see what I mean.
Hi, I'm Susie. I like your profile. I checked out your pics and I like your style.
Sounds good, Susie. I'll be your friend. We can write each other again and again.
Comment on my pics and post on my page. Join my groups and guess my age.
You must be 18. How could you not? You can't be in high school. You're just too hot.
Let me send you pics for your personal collection. I hope they inspire you and give you a smile.
Susie sent Bob pics that were borderline obscene.
Cop showed up at his door. She was only 16.
It's not that I had an internet girlfriend. Online relationships are just pretend. And for your heart, upgrade your system. Get off the internet.
If you don't believe us, here's a final story
about a boy named Marcus and his online girlfriend Laurie.
Behind the monitor, truth is hidden from your eyes.
Marcus didn't know, but he was in for a surprise.
We've been dating for a while, but let's cut to the chase. I don't know what you look like and I want to see your face.
But what does it matter? You know who I am inside.
But if you're not a woman and this whole time you lied.
You got me there.
I'm not really a female, I'm a guy who pretends to be a girl through email.
So this is why it's bad to meet women online. Living life behind the screen is a total waste of time.
Check.
I'm a physician, honey girl, and Stuart's fresh.
I'm a loner, alone with neuroses and hate. Anger is a permanent character trait. My letter bombs are primed and they're ready to send. Would you like to have me as a friend? I'm a wound up whiner with a fetish for guns. I'm almost 50 and I live with my mum. I hope my nude picture doesn't offend. Would you like to have me as a friend? Add me. Me mother says she wish she never had me. Add me. Would you like to add me as a friend? Would you like to add me as a friend? I'm a recovering alcoholic. I rarely leave my room. Peeping through the curtains in my dog costume. The voices in my head, oh, they'll get me in the end. Would you like to add me as a friend? I'd really like to mail you the picture that I drew. It's Kylie's body, but the head is you. I've asked you 50 times before, I'm asking you again. Would you like to add me as a friend? Add me. Mother says she wish she never had. to add me as a friend.
Here's a picture of me in my Nazi uniform, doing a trick with an egg that I like to perform at a monster truck rally that my mom and me attend. Would you like to add me as a friend? I've added Britney and Paris and you and Tom. I'm going to find your address so I can visit you at home. I don't like people, but I like to pretend. Would you like to add me as a friend? Add me, add me. Me mother says she wish she never had me. Add me, add me. Would you like to add me as a friend? Would you like to add me as a friend?
Just like the detectives, watching the detectives, watching the detectives, watching the detectives.
Elvis Costello and the Attractions from My Aim Is True, watching the detectives, Chumbawamba with Add Me, MC Lars, Internet Relationships Are Not Real Relationships. That's the from the same record of Hot Topic Is Not Punk Rock. He's got a lot of opinions. Cher Lewis, Art Brute with DC Comics and Chocolate Milkshake from Art Brute versus Satan, and started off with Richard Thompson from Rumor and Sigh. It's 10:47. I am P. Swan, and I've just got a little bit more of Pleasures for Can't Stop the Music coming up next. Boom Pam with Let Me Touch the Scomix by somebody.
And now.
Thank you.
I frame the future in CinemaScope, and they don't make these colors anymore. Yeah, I forget everything, give life a chance. There's a man who says there is no time, but he's wrong. It's a case of cause and effect. The future unfolds, be a consequence of right now. I keep my eye in the frame. I frame the future in the cinemascope. It's a case of cause and effect. I keep my eye in the frame. I keep my eye.
What is happening? Your home is where you're happy. It's not where you're not free. Your home is where you can be what you are, 'cause you were just born to be. Now they'll show you their castles and diamonds for all to see, but they'll never show you their peace of mind, 'cause they don't know how to be free. So burn all your bridges, leave your old life behind. You can do what you wanna do, 'cause you're strong in your mind. And anywhere you might wander, you could make that your home.
Words of advice from Charles Manson. Home is where you are happy. Before that, Corner Shop with What Is Happening. I always think of it as the turkey gravy song, my favorite Thanksgiving song. David Thomas and the Two Pale Boys with Night Driving from Surf's Up and Boom Pan. I am P. Swan. Wrapping up Can't Stop the Music. Got one more song for you. David Byrne and Brian Eno, Life is Long. And then turning you over to the capable and clever hands of DJ Ricky. Enjoy, have a great week, and see you next week, the first weekend in December.